Okay, so a little background on our project. We know that adolescents nationwide have high STD rates. We know that condoms prevent against STDs in pregnancy. And based on a national study, only 60% of youth reported using a condom the last time they had sex. Additionally, that we know making condoms available to young people does not promote sexual activity, and that free condoms result in increased condom use. The Condom Access Project is modeled after a similar program in Philadelphia called Take Control Philly. The goals of this project are to expand condoms by addressing common barriers such as cost, embarrassment, confidentiality, and accessibility. We want to promote the normalization of condom use and to increase condom use among the youth that participate in the project. The Condom Access Project is a statewide initiative created by the California Family Health Council in collaboration with the California STD Control Branch and funded using STD Prevention Program funds. It launched on Valentine's Day of 2012, and our target population are young people in California between the ages of 15 to 19 years, though the program serves 12 to 19-year-olds in alignment with confidentiality laws. The Condom Access Project is housed on CFHC's website, teensource.org, and has three components. The first component is individual condom home mailers, where young people in eight counties in California can request condoms to be mailed to them. For the purposes of this presentation, I'm going to focus on the six counties with high morbidity in California, but it's also important to note that both San Francisco and Los Angeles participate in this project using separate funding streams. The mailers themselves include condoms, lube, education materials, and our contact information. This is a map of the highest adolescent gonorrhea morbidity by county in California. You can see that the counties that are outlined in red are those that participate in the home mailer component of the project. These counties were selected based on gonorrhea case numbers and racial disparities in gonorrhea cases. Chlamydia cases and teen pregnancy rates were also considered. The second component is our condom access sites, where participating locations receive a monthly case of condoms. Some of these locations have opted in to receive condoms less frequently based on the demand of their population. The condoms that we order were chosen by youth from a Facebook poll that was conducted. And all of these locations must be businesses or organizations serving young people. They must be teen-friendly. And they must provide condoms to young people without having to access them through an adult. Our goal is to have at least one CAS location in all California counties and up to 10 in the highest morbidity counties. Currently, we have 78, and 50% of these are in high morbidity counties. And then the third component is a map where all young people and adolescents can enter in their zip code and find locations where they can go to pick up free condoms near them. This includes all of our 78 condom access sites and 465 existing condom providers, for example, Title X sites. The colors on the map are used to indicate whether clinical services are also available. Here's some pictures of our website. This is the TeenSource homepage and our project landing page. Here's some estimates of the costs of the project. Our startup costs were approximately $15,000, and this took into consideration both marketing and web design. By component, the home mailers, each of them cost about $6, including the supplies in the home mailer, the postage, and staff time. And assuming that youth pick up about 10 condoms, more or less, when they visit a location, each visit to a condom access site is approximately $1. Or you could look at it, what are our expenses, ongoing expenses over the course of 1 year? And that is approximately $120,000. But keep in mind, this is a statewide program. So if this is duplicated in other areas, the costs may look very different. We were really aiming to promote a healthy sexual health image and messaging. And so we used the feedback that we got from youth focus groups to develop our condom-shaped light bulb logo. Our partner agencies received a media toolkit which shared links, where they could share links to our Condom Access Project site through with their online audiences. We also circulated promotional materials in both English and Spanish. And currently, our Teen Source interns and staff use social media and advertising to reach our target populations. Since launch, we had over 180 media sources cover the Condom Access Project. This includes features on Jimmy Kimmel, Bill O'Reilly, Fox News, CNN, Huffington Post. And we realized that regardless if the spin is positive or negative or controversial, it brings traffic to our website and it increases our users. We've had over 160,000 unique visitors to our website and sent over 6,000 mailers to over 150 zip codes in California. Our map has expanded as well. From the beginning of this project, we knew that we were going to incorporate our project evaluation. We wanted to ensure that CAP was meeting the program objectives and identify different areas for improvement. We knew there were many different ways that we'd be able to gather feedback and learn about our users. So currently, we've rolled out three different surveys where young people can opt in to provide feedback using the MAP, mailer, and condom access site mechanisms. Additionally, we learn about our users through the order form and online registration. We also conduct surveys with our condom access sites and monitor Google Analytics. This chart plots the orders over time from each of the participating counties for our home mailer component by quarter. Each color is a different county that participates. So you can see at product launch, our first spike was correlated with a social media campaign that went viral among UC Berkeley students. And then we saw a spike in orders among all counties when we expanded the program in 2013. Okay, and so we learn about our users through both the online registration and through the surveys that we conduct. So based on the source, the denominator looks a little different. From the home mailer registration form, we know that 70% of our users are males and that 85% of users who have ordered a condom home mailer are in our target age group of 15 to 19 years. We have, our users are very diverse. This breakdown almost mirrors the ethnic and racial composition of the state of California, with the Latino population being slightly underrepresented. And we know that young people hear about us in a variety of ways. We are pleased that about a third of our users hear about us through their friends, which means that young people are sharing this resource. We believe that we're meeting a need since more than half of respondents indicated that they did have trouble accessing condoms before using the program. And 70% of users indicated that they used the condoms as intended, which means that about 20% and 20% said that they haven't had sex since they received the home mailers. And then here's some quotes I wanted to share when we asked young people to just give us some open-ended feedback about how they felt about the project. Overall, it was super positive. And as you can see, they addressed the same barriers that I mentioned in the beginning of this presentation. And then lastly, our lessons learned. California is a huge state, so our community partnerships have been key in helping us reach hard-to-reach and rural teen populations. We've learned that bad press isn't all bad at all, and that targeting messaging to parents, especially around the project's background, has been important. Logistics can be time-consuming. Packing mailers and ordering supplies equals staff time. And creating a website that was efficiently functioning and had the data that we needed, the output that we needed, was a challenge. Evaluation is the cornerstone of a program like this, but it was difficult to gather the useful information that we needed from youth without deterring them from using the project. We wanted to make it as easy as possible. And also demonstrating changes in long-term health outcomes is difficult with a project like this. Thank you so much.